The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Many think of social networks in terms of Facebook friends or Twitter followers, but for conservationists, social networks are tools in the fight against infectious diseases. They have analyzed the social networks of wild chimpanzees to determine which individuals are most likely to contract and spread pathogens. Disease prevention in wildlife is logistically challenging, and resources are scarce. Even when vaccines are available, it's impractical to vaccinate every individual in a wildlife population. So chimpanzees are ideal for this kind of study because to collect this observational behavioral data, you don't need to collar them or use any invasive methods. You can essentially just observe chimpanzees in their natural environment and identify them individually based on their facial features. This analysis revealed that the most central figures in the network turned out to be high-ranking mothers and juveniles with large families. They formed nursing parties, essentially like daycare, where several families will hang out together. In that way, they become quite central because they have contact with a large portion of the community.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.